Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Unto God our King, a joy and strength of Israel, lofty anthems sing, glorious are his ways. To his name give praise with the harp and timbrel, and what follows, Psalter 431. The stanzas 1, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 5, the verses 17 through 26. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Matthew 5, the verses 17 through 26. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou wast paid the uttermost farthing. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Almighty and merciful Lord God, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of good, from whence all blessings flow, that it has been morning, and now it has become evening of the second Lord's Day of this newly begun year. And then by renewal, then we attempt to call upon thee. Then we are the mouthpiece between this people and thee. When we draw nigh unto thee in prayer, we are thy mouthpiece from thee unto this people with the proclamation of thy holy word. And then we need thy gracious help in both. Profound impressions that we draw not nigh unto a man, but unto the great God in the heavens, enthroned with glory and majesty, thou who hast all of our lives in thy hand, when thou withdrawest but for a moment, then we are no more, then it is eternity. Lord, by renewal we beg of thee, that it may please thee to bless thy holy word. For true conversions, 'tis written in thy word, that if we are not born again, we cannot see the kingdom of heaven. We need to receive that living faith, faith of the law, faith in the gospel. It all comes from above. We need to become what we are. And that is a poor, a lost, hell-worthy sinner that cannot save themselves. And we need to be brought to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. May it then please thee on this second Lord's Day, that it may be used for conversions. May there have been a soul in this morning that was truly given to see the danger of their little ship of their life, and that were given to call mightily unto thee. But where thou hast begun, Lord, wilt thou further it? We have heard in this morning that ship that was so tossed to and fro, and with all their rowing, that they did not even know where they were in the sea, but then they have received a visit from thee. Be of good cheer, it is I, and be not afraid. May there be no resting outside of the saving knowledge of thy dear Son, who has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins, O Lord. Spare us and our children, that we deceive not ourselves, but wilt thou work richly, mightily in this year, in the hearts of young and old. And then in this evening by renewal, then we hope to dwell at the foot of Mount Sinai, the part of gratitude concerning thy law. May it be used for examination, a shaming, humility, and a fleeing to the fountain of blood. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace, ah, Lord. We are so privileged above most of the people upon the earth that it shall not all have to testify against us. Because how terrible it shall be under such a rich proclamation, under the callings, the invitations, and then to have to go lost forever and ever because we have refused that he would be our king. Help fathers and mothers, the family dwelling with the instruction of their dear children. Wilt thou grant thy help and grant thy blessing. Bless the labors in the church. Do help the consistory. Thou hast commanded, give them to eat. Then they also need spiritual income. Bless all the labors on the Lord's Day during the week, the instruction of our dear children, and all the visitations. I do remember our Christian school, grant traveling mercies, help instructors and students, bless thy holy word. We commend unto thee our theological school, the instructors and the students. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, the Jewish nation, the Jewish people. May the veil be taken away. Remember our mission field, thy servant, the team, the husband and wife who are concluding their language studies, although it shall be a continual learning. And remember that people in Peru, may your heart be inclined. We commend unto thee a father and mother whom in the past week thou wast blessed for the third time in their married life, and thou wast given unto them a little son. Ah, may they be humbled under thy goodness, and may that little son be one for thee. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. May it please thee to spare their little son for them, and them for their little son. Where there are family circles that have brought children to the grave, also children that have brought parents to the cemetery, and so we commend all the mourning ones unto thee, widowers and widows, wilt thou continue to uphold and strengthen them all. We commend unto thee the grandparents, great-grandparents, an increased blessing and an increased responsibility. Remember parents who desire more children. And we commend all the expecting families unto thee, wilt thou graciously watch over the mothers and the unborn. Then by renewal we lay before thee the little infant child in the hospital, where thou wast given much improvement. May the parents soon be privileged to return with him to their home, and wilt thou grant broken and humble hearts for thy sparing and for thy caring hand. By renewal we commend unto thee the handicapped daughter in the hospital, O Lord. Then thou continues to knock on the door of her heart. Ah, may it be used. May it be sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care in special ways. Remember the difficulties of the body, the difficulties of the mind. Remember burdens, secret crosses, scars. It is all known unto thee. May we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou continue to provide for our family circles their daily bread? May there be those times, those special times, when we may be given to see thy special care and thy special providence. And, Lord, may all thy blessings bring us and our children oftentimes at thy feet with humility, with bewonderment, and with the need to be washed in thy precious blood, also concerning the sin of our ingratitude. We remember the nations of the earth, wars, rumors of wars. We may still live in a country where there is relative peace, and that is thy restraining hand. But the writing is on the wall. The spiritual warfare, that is greatly on the increase. May we have eyes to see it, hearts to perceive, and that there may be a hastening for our life's sake. We remember our leaders federally, provincially, and also the council of our town. Ah, may it please thee to pour out thy spirit upon our community. Lord, keep us and our dear children with that old truth and with the old ways, to be a separate people, a seeking and a begging people. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou richly dwell amongst us in this evening? Do bless thy holy word, an impression undeserved, nothing to plead upon, but may we be given to plead upon thy mercy, Lord. How good thou hast been, how good thou art, that we may have a day, 1 in 7, to be separated, the freedom to come up to thy house. Then thou hast given unto us thy inspired word, thy perfect creation, our deep fall, but also the wonders of free and sovereign grace, where thy dear Son has merited salvation but where he also applies it, ah, wilt thou do it in this hour? Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 92, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Unrighteous witnesses have stood and told of crimes beyond belief, returning evil for my good, they overwhelm my soul with grief. And what follows, Psalter 92, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 40, the question and answers 105 through 107. Question 105. What doth God require in the sixth commandment? Answer, that neither in thoughts, nor words, nor gestures, much less in deeds, I dishonor, hate, wound, or kill my neighbor, by myself or by another, but that I lay aside all desire of revenge. Also, that I hurt not myself, nor willfully expose myself to any danger. Wherefore also the magistrate is armed with the sword to prevent murder. Question 106. But this commandment seems only to speak of murder. Answer. In forbidding murder, God teaches us that he abhors the causes thereof, such as envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge, and that he accounts all these as murder. Question 107, but is it enough that we do not kill any man in the manner mentioned above? Answer, no. For when God forbids envy, hatred, and anger, he commands us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and all kindness toward him, and prevent his hurt as much as in his lies, and that we do good even to our enemies. Lord's Day 40 speaks of the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, with three thoughts. In the first place, what is forbidden by God? Secondly, the causes condemned by God. And in the third place, the love required by God. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. What is forbidden by God, the causes condemned by God, and in the third place, the love required by God. Beloved congregation, when by renewal in this evening hour we are gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai, and we hear the sixth commandment, then we must all hang our heads in shame. The Lord has engraven the Ten Commandments upon the heart of Adam and Eve. And now to give such a commandment to the jewel of creation, not to murder one another, and in the context that it is in the part of gratitude, concerning the safe church. Then this commandment was the people of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of, out of the house of bondage, out of the land of Egypt. A people that has experienced so much, they have groaned and wept in Egypt. The Lord has remembered his covenant. The Lord has heard their groaning, and then by his outstretched arm, the Lord has sent those plagues, and with most of the plagues, a separation between Israel and Egypt. Think, boys and girls, of the ninth plague was darkness in the land of Egypt, was light in the land of Goshen. And then they have celebrated the Passover when they see the blood. I will pass over you. They were led out in that night. And then the Lord has brought them through the Red Sea. And on the other side of the sea, read it in Exodus 15, then Moses has sung the song, taught the children of Israel, Miriam and the girls, and then further, when they have run out of water, they have already murmured, but the Lord has granted a remedy. The Lord has commanded Moses to take a stick and to cast it into those waters of Meribah, and they became sweet. The Lord has brought them to Elim, 12 water wells and 70 palm trees, where they were given to rest. And in Exodus 17:16, then we read by renewal, they have complained because their food was running out, but the Lord has given them manna. Thus that was a people 6 days. On the sixth day, a double portion. And then in Exodus 17, by renewal, they have run short of water. But then the Lord has commanded Moses to smite the rock. The waters have gushed out of the rock, and we read that those waters have followed the Israelites. The Amalekites have come. They have attacked from behind. The Lord has given the victory. And now that people were brought to Mount Sinai, they were called to prepare and sanctify. And now what solemn words they have heard from the top of the mount, where the Lord spoken in an audible voice. And then how ashamed it was for that people that has been saved in such a marvelous way, that have experienced the goodness, the kindness, the mercy of the Lord. They have experienced the power of the blood. They were a people as none upon the earth, and that the Lord has now said to that people, people, you must now not kill one another. How ashamed and how humbling for that people of Israel that were so blessed, so privileged, that the Lord has spoken those words. We do not read that the children of Israel have become angry. They still needed further uncovering. In Exodus 19, verse 8, when Moses had told them that the Lord would speak, all that the Lord commandeth, we will do. And in Exodus 24, when that altar, those pillars were set up, and the blood was sprinkled, then two times the children of Israel have said, all that the Lord has commanded, we will do. Still a blessing. What did that people now further need? They need a deeper uncovering, by renewal. What an shaming commandment. For the jewel of creation, created in his image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, and in the context, in the part of gratitude, a people for whom Jesus has left his throne, suffered and died, shed his precious blood, and then to receive such a commandment, thou shalt not kill. 'Tis also a very broad commandment. There are, of course, matters which are excluded. The word in this commandment, that is the word kill in the Hebrew. There are more words. But this word kill does not refer to animals, but it refers to man. Excludes capital punishment, of which we read in Genesis 9 and in the Old Testament. Then there are 18 sins for which capital punishment was commanded. Excludes wars. Already in the first centuries, then there was consideration concerning wars. What is now a just war? Also many unjust wars. But when it concerns the defending of the liberties of a country, also their religious freedoms, and to that end, it is the calling of a country to have an armed force. We think of World War II. More countries had given heed to the warning of Winston Churchill to arm themselves, then Germany, humanly speaking, would have never got as far as he did. And when we consider wars, think of John the Baptist, when those soldiers have come, what they must do, then John the Baptist have not said, you may not be a soldier, be content with your wages, and what favorable reports we have of the centurions in the Bible, also self-defense. But now what is forbidden? And then in each the questions 105 and 106, then there is an increase, a progression of sin. And when we read, thou shalt not kill, then intentional killing, Cain and Abel, many examples in the Bible. Also through another, think of David, that he commanded Joab to put Uriah on the front line, that he may be murdered, and that he could freely keep or take Bathsheba to be his wife. Then further, in our day, abortion, then as we're calling, that we support those people who are trying to instruct the nation concerning the horrible sin of killing the unborn. Think of euthanasia that comes from two Greek words, good and death. Does that mean a happy death? They tell us in our country, and what a sad commentary, that since maids was introduced to be assisted in death, that approximately 90,000 people have been put to death. And in 2024, it's roughly estimated that 1 in 20 deaths in Canada, that is a result of maids. Then we see how far our poor country has fallen. The results of departing from God's word and from his law. Then the sin of suicide. May we pray much that the Lord may keep us and our children from that sin, and those strugglers where everything can seem so dark, impossible, may you be given in the first place to bow your knees. In the second place, to open God's word. And in the third place, to be given to seek medical help. When we read the Bible, then there are different ones mentioned that have taken their own life. And they were all unconverted and have plunged themselves into hell. Saul, Ahithophel, Zimri, and Omri. We have examples in the Bible of those that were very discouraged, downcast. Oh, think of Elijah under the juniper tree. So disappointed and so discouraged. And he has asked the Lord to take his life, but he has not taken it. He has left it in the hand of the Lord. Jonah, in Jonah 4, verse 3, under that tree, also asked to die, but he has not taken his life. He has left it in the hand of the Lord. When we think of the jailer in Acts 16, seeing the prison doors open, he knew what his punishment would be. He had taken a sword, but the Lord has kept him. By renewal, may we be given to remember those that are so easily discouraged and disappointed with their loved ones. And then further, this broader, this commandment because the instructors, they have not begun with literal death, then they have begun thoughts. The Lord sees everything, sin in His holy sight. When we are angry at our neighbor, our words, our tongue, James 3, tongue is in the shape of a sword, and how we can use our tongue to murder our neighbor when we belittle, when we tease, when we mock, can also be in the lives of children, boys and girls. I hope that you do your best to be kind to your friends, to your classmates, and that we use not our tongue in such a way. We have many examples in the Bible of those that have mocked Ishmael, Shimei, the children, the prophet of Elisha, gestures we read of Cain, that his countenances fell. Then the instructors have broadened it out to willfully expose ourselves. Of course, there are those that have special callings. We think of the emergency departments. Then it is their calling, their duty many times. They put their lives in danger, but not willfully to expose ourselves. Then an unhealthy lifestyle, gluttony, smoking, alcohol, drugs. How many have shortened their lives by an unhealthy lifestyle and not warning? And then this commandment speaks the murdering, especially of the body, taking our life. But what a murdering there is of souls when we are not honest, when people are deceived, when we do not warn them of the great danger, when we do not take precautions. Think of Deuteronomy 22, verse 8. The commandment when a family built a house, roof was flat, and then they were supposed to put a battlement, a fence around the roof that the children would not fall off. When we consider the law of God, then we must each time also speak of technology, of the internet. We're on the computer. Think of computer games. How many computer games have murder and violence upon it? How many movies we see it when we travel on a plane? Most of the larger planes, they have a screen, and then you can pick movies. And then when we see what the people are watching, mostly movies with violence, bloodshed, and murder. Very seldom that people are watching an elephant from Africa, polar bear from up north, a penguin from south, that they are watching nature, but the majority, they are watching something, not all of them, also other foolish movies, but many times then there is violence and murder. And to that end, may we feel our calling concerning the internet, that we do what our hand finds to do, that we and our children may be protected. Because when we watch that continually, become used to it, many things, they are no longer called sin, and our society, our second thought, the causes condemned by God. But this commandment seems only to speak of murder. In forbidding murder, God teaches us that He abhors the causes thereof. Thus then we could speak of the root. And boys and girls, you know that in a garden there are many weeds. And is the best and the easiest when they are pulled out, when they are very small. But then we need to pull out also the root. But it happens oftentimes that when we pull out the weed, that the root breaks off. And what happens then, boys and girls? Then the weed comes up again. And now our instructor, they do not even only speak of the act of murder in so many different ways, in thoughts, words, gestures, much less in deeds, but then also the causes thereof. And then different things are mentioned. Then in the first place, envy. That means jealousy, boys and girls. Of course, there's also a good jealousy. That is the jealousy to belong to the people of God. But envy, that is a condition when our neighbor has more, and that it is a sinful envy, that we are jealous that they have more than we do. Have the example already early in the Bible. Genesis 4. Two brothers. Thanksgiving Day. The Lord has accepted the sacrifice of Abel and not of Cain. And Cain became envious. His countenance has fallen. And then we know the end. That he has murdered his brother. Oh, think of the brothers of Joseph. They were envious that Joseph had such beautiful dreams given by the Lord. It was only the right jealousy that they had asked, Lord, may we also have that portion of Joseph. And we know the fruit that they have sold their brother into Egypt. Even Miriam, that God-fearing Miriam, older than her brother. Numbers 12, there was a certain jealousy that Moses received so much attention among the children of Israel. She was more on the background. We know the result. She has become leprous. Think of Saul and David, the Pharisees of Jesus. hatred, 1 John 3, verse 15. Whoso hateth his brother is a murderer. Then we read of anger, also a holy anger. Jesus also became angry, where we read in Mark 3, verse 5, and when he had looked on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their heart, but then it concerned God's honor. And then also the desire of revenge. And it is remarkable that that expression that is mentioned in both answers, 105 and 106. Question 105, the sins forbidden, that he lay aside all desire of revenge. And in 106, concerning the causes and desire of revenge. When we walk around with revenge, it's an awful condition. When it is so, we need to pray much that it may be removed. But then we resemble much the devil. Because the devil in paradise, and that continues a desire for revenge, that the Lord has cast them out of heaven. It was a desire of revenge that he has attacked, that he has deceived our first parents, and that continues through all the ages, that spiritual warfare between the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And then we have examples in the Bible. Simeon and Levi in Genesis 34, where the people of Shechem, where a man has defiled their sister, was a desire for revenge, and they have become murderers. Absalom with his brother Ammon, who has committed a terrible sin, incest with a sister, and the result was his death. Haman with Mordecai, that would not bow. Herodias, the wife of Herod, a desire for revenge, because John the Baptist honestly warned Herod, you may not have your brother's wife. Never forgotten, desire for revenge, and John the Baptist was beheaded. Accounts all these as murder, sin against God. Of course, there is a difference. Although each sin, the Lord must punish by death. But our children can understand that there is a difference between when it arises in our heart, maybe anger or envy against someone else our age, or whether we speak very mean words to them, or if we would murder them. There is a difference, but it is all sin. But also the positive side. Our third thought, let us first sing. Psalter 300, the first four stanzas. O God, whom I delight to praise, to thee my cry for help I raise. Be thou my friend and advocate when foes assail with bitter hate. And what follows, Psalter 300, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. What is forbidden by God, the cause is condemned by God, and now thirdly, the love required by God. There's a great privilege and blessing when the Lord, by His common goodness, that He grants abounding love, the family circles, in the midst of the congregation. Then also concerning the third point, then where is the beginning? We would say the love between husband and wife, and that it may be reflected upon the children. A great blessing, because we read that in the latter days in Matthew 24, verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We see it in society, all the broken up families. And now concerning the second table, to love our neighbor as ourself. And we have stated, let us never think small of the blessing that the Lord, by His common goodness, one love may abound. But what does the Lord now require in His law? Perfect obedience to also the sixth commandment. Never an angry thought, a wrong word, never envy, never revenge that we think to ourselves, I must get him or her back. The Lord requires perfection. Then maybe there are those that think in this evening, already the sixth commandment, then surely it is hopeless. From our side it is. But now the Lord in His precious word declares that He has given His dear Son, who has shed His blood. And I read in 1 John 1 verse 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. The congregation, it needs to be experienced in our heart. And it is a privilege, the Spirit's work, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. Also concerning the sixth commandment, and now outward repentance, but to become the greater sinner. Lord, is there now a way in which I may be saved? And then the instructors, they have mentioned different matters. To love our neighbor as ourselves. And then the first point, of course, difference in characters, but that's not what it concerns. To show patience to our neighbor, the congregation, then we can perhaps think that we have quite a bit of patience. But when it is tested for so long, then we find how it is. Then we do well to consider what a patience that the Lord has with us from day to day. Patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and all kindness toward him. Thus, not only the negative, the positive, that we do our utmost to love our neighbor, make him happy, do extra things when there is need to give. We have sung out of Psalter 300 that the psalmist was given to speak of prayer. And then our boys and girls can even understand it. When we have folded hands, then we cannot fight. And that is so needful, folded hands, help in time of need, Galatians 6, verse 10. As therefore we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to the household of faith, to speak a simple, kind word in season. What a balm that can be for a weary soul, a forgiving spirit, all kindness. We have the example of the parable of the Good Samaritan, and we prevent his hurt, not spread it on the streets of Ascalon. That does not mean that it must be at the expense of the truth. That is much in our day. Churches joining together, all becoming one, must be kind, must be patient, but it is not on the same foundation. And we live in a society where they tell us we must be tolerant, we must not discriminate, may not be so judgmental. We cannot judge the hearts, but we may, according to God's word, judge the walk, but it is one way. The world, they may discriminate, be intolerant against those that walk according to his holy word. We read in Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore all things which ye would that men should do unto you, do you even so unto them, for this is the law and the prophets. The sixth commandment, all guilty. May that be bound upon the heart. May we be given to beg the Lord for the work of the Spirit by the first time to be uncovered, to learn what monsters of iniquity we are, even when we have a decent life. Ah, that heart, that evil heart. Christ has spoken thereof in the Sermon on the Mount. But it is in the part of gratitude, then by renewal, for the people of God. How shaming. And then there shall not be a Pharisee left but there shall be the publican by renewal. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Lord grant that prayer by a spirit, by the first time, each time by renewal. And we close with the text which we have already mentioned, 1 John 1 verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then by renewal we have dwelt at the foot of Mount Sinai, have heard the sixth commandment, the shortest, but so profound. May thou use it, may thou apply it, may we return to our homes and consider that commandment and be given to us for pardon. Lord, we may commence in thy mercy another week. Oh, we beg of thee, wilt thou watch over us in the home, on the way, at work, at school, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger, from sin and temptation, take us under thy good care and kind protection. Grant now traveling mercies. Watch over us in this night. We remember those that are called to labor in the night watches, concerning the elderly, the sick, those that labor in emergency departments. Wilt thou continue to help? Bring us together as a congregation for a midweek service. Dismiss us now in thy favor. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 370, the two stanzas. How good and pleasant is the sight when brethren make it their delight to dwell in blessed accord. And what follows, 371 and 2. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.